Amazing deals on activewear for all the ways you move are at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Oh, I love these new Nikes.
I always score at Rack.
Stock up on new gear from the best brands in the game, starting at just $40. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Gillian O'Gorman got in contact with the programme. She's on the line now to talk about something very different. Gillian, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for inviting me on today.
Tell us a little bit about your dad.
My dad, Frank, is 83. And on the 23rd of October last, he fell at home and he broke his hip. And sadly to say, 13 weeks later, he's still in the University Hospital of Limerick. And we are trying desperately to get my dad into a rehab facility to help him with physical and cognitive rehabilitation. And what we've gone through has been like a nightmare, really, to be honest with you, Jonathan. So we really had to escalate things this week to try advocate for my father to get the care that he needs to get him home in the future.
Why is he still in an acute hospital? Does he still need that high level of care that he would have done when he first fell?
No, what he needs is a rehabilitation program. So what would normally happen, I'm sure you and your listeners would know, is when, you know, somebody falls and breaks their hip or has a hip replacement, you know, the 24 to 48 hours after the surgery is crucial to get the patient out and moving. But unfortunately, because of medication and the trauma of the fall, my dad went into a delirium. Now, when an older person goes into a delirium, there can be varying reasons. And we didn't really know what was causing this, but we were told that a scan showed that my dad had had a minor stroke at some stage in the weeks or months leading up to the fall that could impact, you know, this delirium as well. But sadly, my dad stayed in that delirium for 8 weeks, which meant for those 8 weeks, my dad was really in the bed. So we were quite concerned, you know, around his physical rehabilitation. But understandably, you know, even the medical professions, you know, they didn't know what to do. They just had to wait for him to come out of the delirium. So what we were told was going to happen then is that eventually, once my dad is kind of out of the delirium, a rehab program would be put into place and he would go to a rehabilitation centre, either in Limerick or Ennis or Nina, to help him to recover. He was under the, and continues to be under the orthopedic team. So we naturally had questions around, well, what about his cognitive rehabilitation?
Because it's a classic scenario by the sounds of it, of different elements of care coming together and I suppose not the system not working as well as it should. So, now, I mean, you talk about your dad and the fact that he was in this delirium, as you describe it. Is he out of it now? And how aware is he of the problem that he faces, that he's stuck in hospital when he can't get rehab?
Well, since around December time, my dad has been much more lucid. And this is kind of the issue that we've had. So he is aware that he's in a hospital. Before that, he wasn't really aware. And the questions that he's been asking us since December is, why am I stuck here in a room all day? Nobody's helping me. So that's quite harrowing to hear. Now, my dad definitely has some cognitive issues still. So his awareness will kind of flit in and flit out. But I suppose you kind of hit on something there around, you know, the complexity of this and the lack of what I would say interdisciplinary collaboration, because it wasn't just the orthopedic team. We needed someone from the geriatric team to put together kind of an integrated care plan for my dad. And we were just being passed from pillar to post and the communication wasn't being followed through. So my dad, as of yesterday, you know, is pleading with myself and my sister to get him out of there. And again, he has
But you're not arguing arguing that he should go home. What you're asking for is that he goes somewhere where he can undergo the rehabilitation he needs for his hip while still getting the care he needs that will look after any additional need that he has. So, I mean, I'm going to say something, Gillian, and I don't mean to offend you or anyone else in the same situation. Your dad has effectively become what they call a bed blocker, that he shouldn't be in the acute hospital, yet there he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've set with, you know, the medical teams and, you know, I have said, you know, listen, we all want the same thing. You want my dad gone. We want my dad gone. So we want to move to the next facility so that we can get my dad home. So can we collaborate was the word that I used. Can we collaborate on this?
And what did they say to that? Because that's eminently sensible.
Well, I can tell you that we had a meeting in November where there was an agreement that in order to keep my dad in a kind of a consistent cognitive function, he needed consistency in the environment. And the next day he was moved into another room. And in a period of 4 weeks, my dad was moved four times around in different wards, which was again adding to the confusion. So unfortunately, our experience has been like many people's experience. You know, it has been unnecessary kind of disappointment, lack of communication. But look, what I will say is what really threw us is last Friday, we had a multidisciplinary meeting. But unfortunately, nobody from the geriatric team had come to that meeting. So again, we're just dealing with orthopedic and just the physical rehabilitation. And what we were told that day was that the people assessing my father for external rehabilitation had decided that my father was kind of at a level that they would get him to. So therefore, he didn't need physical rehabilitation. So this is an 83-year-old man that can't walk without a walker and lives in a two-story house. So, you know, at that stage, we were a bit flabbergasted.
It just sounds like a lot of talk and not enough doing. And the lack of geriatric care in this country is really frightening given the ageing population that we have. We've contacted the HSE, by the way, to ask for a comment on this. They haven't gotten back to us as of yet. But Gillian, we'll keep on top of the case and we'll keep in touch with you, and good luck to you and your dad in whatever happens next. Gillian O'Gorman on the line there from Limerick.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating US BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.